Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
The late Terry Gerson spent four decades with the Sioux City Journal as a sports editor and a columnist and sports writer in his own right. He covered all kinds of sporting events at every level, from high school to college to professional, and various Olympic athletics as well. This summer, he spent a few hours with me at the KSCJ studios, and we reminisced about his life, both professional and personal, and he really opened up to several topics that I'd never thought about before. My conversation with him became our halftime shows for each one of our football games, and now as the basketball season unfolds, we're finishing up these interviews with the first several halftime shows. Tonight, he continues talking about that East Heland rivalry in Sioux City, and he also shares a very humorous story about when he was accused of being a partisan in favor of one of the local high schools over the others. Terry said it sent him to the roof. Sit back and enjoy, and here's to Terry Hersham.
But these East Heland matchups, you had the crowd was there. It seemed like the whole town would talk about it. Even the alumni would be making bets. You'd constantly see somebody from Heland wearing black and orange the following Monday at work if East had won that game, because they'd make little side bets throughout the week and stuff like that. And probably even in your newsroom, people or among the journal staff, you meant to have graduates from both high schools. So do you remember those things that would go on that would just lead up to the game? It was almost like a homecoming atmosphere in a college town.
We really only had one. We had one sports writer with any ties to any schools, and that was Dick Champ, who had a son that was an All-State football player at Heland, and his kids all went through Heland, and his wife worked for the diocese, and so when I came here, I just said, Dick, you're not going to be covering any Heland games. I don't want any sense of impropriety there, and so we'll have someone else do that. It's like when my younger son was pitching baseball for East, and he had a really nice career and went on to Briar Cliff. But I never covered any high school baseball all the time, you know, he was in high school. And for a few years after that, I just turned that over to other people. And you know, now it's just. I'll say this. I'm proud that he got involved. I think baseball helped his self-esteem, and I think it's helped him be a successful man. And I always tell people, when you're in school, still in school, try to do everything you can possibly find time to do, because you can't do it once you're out of school and trying to make a living. And that's why I was involved in all the music. That's why I was involved in sports. I was a pretty mediocre athlete, but that you don't have to be a great athlete to do what I've done.
When you mentioned that about Dick Champ not covering Heland games, and you know, that's kind of the difference between a sports editor in a small town where you've just got one school where you can, the coverage can be as homerish as possible, mm-hmm. versus a major daily. So when you have that, is that really a journalistic trait that you have to learn how to go down the middle of the road? Because you got readers on both sides of the road, and that's really who you're writing for. Or you got sponsors on both sides of the road too. So, how would you deal with the pressure and or people calling saying you're being too anti-Heeland when you're right down the middle of the road? You're being too anti-East or pro one of the others. You had to have gotten some of that.
Yeah, the one classic one I remember is. It's a Transit Plaza. There was a sporting goods store shortly after I came here, and they were going out of business. And I bought this jacket that was navy blue, and it had orange and blue pinstriping on the cuffs and stuff. It was like my favorite jacket of all time. I lost it somewhere, but you know, I would wear that at, you know, in the fall or early winter. And someone called me or sent me a letter and it said, I've seen you around town in your East jacket, and I don't really think that that's appropriate. And I stopped and I said, I tried to deal with everything case by case. And I responded, I don't know, it was a letter or what. I said, no, it was a letter. And I said, you know, that jacket was navy blue with orange and blue striking because I'm a Bears, Chicago Bears fan. That's their colors. And the guy sent me a letter back and he said, I appreciate your prompt response to my inquiry. And he said, but you know, that's actually an East jacket. And I didn't know what to, it had to scrape me off the ceiling on that one too.
Probably had to do that several times.
Yeah.
That was. Is it amazing though, the duty that readers or maybe even just casual observers think they're owed by somebody in the media like that, that you somehow owe them a duty to be neutral on the color of clothing that you wear? Because I, sitting here as a reader, I've read sports writers for years. They don't owe me anything. I read them, and if I don't appreciate it, I don't read it, or if I'm bored with it, or if I'm entertained with it. To me, that strikes me as odd that somebody cares enough to think that they can control what Terry Hersom wears. Who cares if you wanted to wear an East jacket? If you wanted to, that's your prerogative.
Well, yeah, I didn't quite understand all of that, but sometimes people would call and take issue with something. It says, I don't care for your column, or I don't like this. And I said, I finally got to the point where I would tell sometimes, depending on my mood, I a few times told people, you know, if you don't like it, don't take the newspaper. Because we've got other people that will buy the newspaper, and you know, and this will save both of us a lot of headache.
That ends tonight's portion of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Join us again on our next halftime show for more, and we'll be back for the second half action right here on KSCJ.